Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. If you manage people, the question I have for you is, are you a great boss? Are you that boss that everybody wants to be around, that everybody wants to work for? Do you motivate your people? Do you get the most out of them? Now, think about this. If you're a great boss, you've got less employee turnover, right? If people like to come to work, if they like working for you, they're certainly less apt to leave. Right? So that's a big part of things, right? If you can keep people loyal and you have less employee turnover, your training costs go down, your productivity goes up because it takes so long to get somebody new up and running. And let's face it, based on the labor market right now, you know, we're dealing with an economy that's virtually at full employment right now. So it's not so easy to replace people. Right? If we go back 7 or 8 years ago, it was much easier. Now it's more difficult. And good people are very, very hard to find because most good people are already in a job. So I think it's important to really think about this idea of being a great boss. And being a great boss means you're engaging with your people, right? You're open to them. You'll listen, right? And you're good to them. And it also means that you are an enthusiastic person, right? If you're enthusiastic, then that's infectious. Right? The enthusiasm that you put forth is going to spread to your team and the people that work for you. And if you can make that happen for you, that creates a much better work environment. So being enthusiastic is a big deal. And also taking the time to not only talk to your people and spend time with them, you know, as human beings, but also show appreciation. If you're appreciative of the people that work for you and they see that and they feel that, that goes a long way to them being happy in their role. And you know, it's one thing to just put ground rules down and have expectations in place. But when those expectations are met, are you taking the time to appreciate them and to really let them know how much you enjoy working with them, what a great job they did, and what a great asset they are to you and to your firm? And all of this is dependent on being approachable. If people have a challenge, they need to know that they can come to you and they can talk to you and you'll be available for them, right? Because there's nothing worse than feeling like you can't talk to a superior of yours when you have a problem. So doing all these things, even though it seems, some of them may even seem trite, it just makes a big difference in terms of people's overall happiness at work. And if you're able to keep people happy, they stay longer. If they stay longer, you become more productive. And, you know, you create a better work environment. And if people around you are happy and they like to be there, it makes it better for everybody in the workplace, including you. So there's a big responsibility to being a good manager. And it starts with just taking the time to be human and doing the things that you'd want other people to do, given that situation of authority or given the position of authority, and making sure that you're doing everything in your power to ensure that your people are happy, well-adjusted, and that they know they can count on you. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com. From there, you can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull in the show. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. But for today, I just want you to think about this. If you're managing people, if you're a boss, are you a good one? And what is it that you can do to make yourself more approachable, to make yourself more available, to be more appreciative of the people around you, and to be more enthusiastic? Can you do that? And can you become more engaged?